Our next item is council item number 390.
Accept bid of Wildish Standard Paving Company for the Foster Road Streetscape Southeast 50th to Southeast 92nd Avenue project for $5,091,419.
We welcome back Interim Chief Procurement Officer Larry Palat. Larry?
Didn't even get to move very far. Good morning, Commissioners. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Wildish Standard Paving for the Foster Road Streetscape, Southeast 50th to the Southeast 92nd Avenue project, $5,091,418.52. The engineer's estimate of this project was $6,569,285.83. The Bureau's confidence level was moderate. On December 6th, Council approved Ordinance Number 188705 for procurement services to competitively solicit this project. The project was advertised on the city's electronic procurement system. Bids were opened on March 8th. Four bids were received in response, and Wildish Standard Paving is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $5,091,418.52. This is $1,504,418.83 under the engineer's estimate. This is really, really good. I didn't, again, I don't need to remind the council if we're saving money over our engineer's estimate. This is good for us, and it's not common today. This project is a federally funded highway project, and as such, the city's standard goal of 20% participation by disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses participation is not applicable. Federal projects recognize the DBE, or Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification, only. The Oregon Department of Transportation, as the grantor manager of the federal funds projects, assigns a goal to the project for DBE enterprises. This project had a goal of 15%. Which is higher than most city projects get. Peabot's been asking for a long time for higher goals, and it's starting to have a good effect. So Peabot's been working very hard at this. Wildish Standard Paving has committed to a 15.12%, slightly over the DB participation goals. There's a total of $789,822 of committed DBE subcontractor participation for the project, and an additional $111,200 to state-certified MWE firms, which is not calculated in the participation goal. Wildish Standard Paving is located in Eugene, Oregon. They are not a state-certified contractor. They do have City of Portland business tax registration and are in full compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those. Okay. We do have somebody from Peabot if we need to.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Palat. Colleagues? No questions. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
This is a report.
That's right. Thank you. If you say that, if you keep saying that enough, I'll probably sink in at some point. So thank you. It's a report. We don't take testimony. Carla, would
move to accept the report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Would you please call the roll?
Mr. Saltzman.
Well, this is pretty impressive for the bid coming in way below the engineer's estimate.
So yes, sir, they are.
Hopefully that's a trend that will hold up.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Two for two today. Okay. Hi.
Fritz.
It could actually be a bit worrying. Maybe it shows that the construction boom is starting to fade. But anyway, it does pencil out better for the taxpayers right now. Hi.
Fish.
Hi. It passes. Thank you very much. Carla, we're